This is Lance Lepichka. We're live at Firehouse World, San Diego. And I have with me, who is a with the National Volunteer Fire Council at a booth on the show floor, Aaron Kinney. I don't know if I should say first that he's a firefighter or first that he's a tight end for the Tennessee Titans. Which would you prefer, Aaron?
Firefighter first.
You got started early. It says, I read your bio, it says at 13 you were a junior firefighter. How did that happen?
Lifelong passion since birth, since I was a little baby, a little boy. I mean, my first books were all about fire trucks. My first toys were fire trucks. So the only way my parents kept my interest in anything, even remotely academic, you know, my mom and dad are educators, and, you know, that's how they got me to read and write, you know, to do all those things, or books about fire trucks. They got me to draw pictures of fire trucks, or, you know, it's something as simple as labeling different engines to start counting, you know, engine 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know. So those things were, it's always been something near and dear to me, and it's something my father, I think, started off, you know, he had a passion for it, wanted to do it in some way, shape, or form, and, you know, his path in life took him down a different road, and he never got to pursue it. But we were always fire truck chasers as long as I can remember. You know, any major fire in our town, in the county, we were always there. We had a scanner, you know, so I was always there and around it. And, you know, when I became of age to become a junior firefighter, I went and filled out application and joined the local volunteer department.
Where'd you grow up?
Ashland, Virginia. It's in Hanover County, Virginia, and I joined the Ashland Volunteer Fire Department at 13.
You went off to Florida. Played for the Gators, and then were drafted. What year were you drafted?
I was drafted in the year 2000, NFL mm-hmm. draft. Mm-hmm.
So that took you to, how did you continue your, you kept firefighting in college, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes I did. I mean, it was kind of I had a down spell my high school years and my first couple years in college, but, you know, I stayed a fire truck chase. You know, I got in trouble. I'd be out on dates, and I'd see an engine company go by, and I'd look up. I saw smoke. The date was over. I was going to the fire. It was guaranteed. You know, even with my wife in college, we'd have dates, you know, and if I saw a fire truck or something go by, I was following it, you know, especially if it was more than one, you know. I kind of could tell if it was, you know, something simple like a medical call or a fire alarm or opposed to a working fire, you know, so I would look in the cab, I'd see the guys, you know, slinging their air packs on or, you know, getting their harness straps on. I'm like, yep, that's a fire. I'm going. I'm following them, you know. So, I went through those days, and then finally I joined an organization called the Gainesville Fire Rescue Association, which was a support service and sort of a recruitment and training branch of the fire department, where they had college students act in a support role. We had a truck called Squad 6 for any major working incident in the city. You know, we refill air bottles, set up rehab. You know, it was a light and air support truck, so, you know, we'd seen lighting and stuff like that. And, you know, my passion and everything just kind of grew and grew and grew. And, you know, right after that, like literally probably a week after I joined that organization, the first meeting I had and was put in that organization, I joined the Archer Volunteer Fire Department, which is a little town just west of Gainesville. And that's where I got a lot of my first steps, my big jump into actual real firefighting. You know, a junior firefighter, I couldn't do much, and I've always been around it. But once I got on that department, is where I started running calls and doing the job. And the passion and the drive to do it has just grown and grown and grown ever since. And I've with having the professional football as a platform or springboard, it's given me a lot of experiences and allowed me to do a lot of things that in the fire service that, you know, I otherwise wouldn't have the opportunity to do. One, for instance, is being here, you know, representing the National Volunteer Fire Council and their Heart Healthy Firefighter campaign. You know, I just have a heart for the fire service, and football's given me a platform to be able to be immersed in it and involved in it in many ways, and to have a voice that can be heard or to bring exposure to areas that otherwise wouldn't get it.
Who are you affiliated with now?
You know, I spread myself out. You know, I'm so immersed in the fire service, you know, that anytime I have a free moment, you know, where I'm not either rehabbing or training for football, you know, I'm doing a little internship with the Gallatin Fire Rescue Department in Gallatin, Tennessee, which is right outside of Nashville. I'm a line officer on the Williamson County Rescue Squad, which is a volunteer department. We do fire and rescue services. So it started off as a old school rescue squad. They strictly did extrication and search and rescue, and then I believe in 1960 or maybe earlier, they took over the fire service for the county, and they're the primary fire service provider for the county outside of the municipalities there within the county. So I'm a lieutenant on that department, and I love it. I'm also a substitute firefighter for the Onset Fire Department in Onset, Massachusetts, and that's where that's where my wife's family is now. I was able to meet a couple of firefighters there. Of course, every town I visit a fire station. That's a given. And my wife knows that she needs to block out a few hours for me to go sit at the firehouse and talk. That's something I have to do. And you know, as doing that, I built some good relationships up there, and I was able to do a ride along the first time I went up. And then you know, I was there fairly often because my wife's family's there, so I visit probably twice a year. So and the way their protocol is set up as a substitute, you have to do, I think, five shifts or between one and five shifts a year to stay on the department. So I do that. I try to do as many as I can. I try to get up there whenever I can. I mean, even to the point where I'll visit and not even tell family that I'm there and just, you know, work at the firehouse. So, you know, it's just something I love. It's near and dear to me, and it's a big part of my life and what I do. It's a part of me.
Right now, the NFL and Tennessee Titans have something to say about your running into burning buildings. Like, don't do it.
You know, I always like to use the words, what they don't know won't hurt them, you know. it's impossible to be half a firefighter, just like it's impossible to be half a football player. If you're going to be out there, you know, you're going to hit somebody, you know, you're going to play. And, you know, even the kickers, our kickers like to mix it up and hit every once in a while. So I have to mix it up once in a while. You know, I get involved as much as I can, and I definitely use discretion during the season without question. Like, I would never jeopardize being injured or do anything to hurt myself during the season. So during the season, I pretty much, if I'm responding to calls and things like that, you know, I fulfill my duties as an officer, which, you know, a lot of times in a volunteer department, I'm assuming command or setting up command and those kind of things. Or, you know, a lot of times I'm actually driving apparatus and be an engine operator. So, you know, I do those things, or drive to heavy rescue and take, you know, do those type of, you know, support operations on the fire ground to keep me busy, but keep me from wanting to go in. So, you know, but off season, I'm full bore. You know, I'm sitting in the officer seat every chance I can, and I'm leading guys into the front door. And if, you know, if it works out that I'm in officer seat and doing that, I'm happy, very happy, you know. I'm very excited about it. I love when off season gets here and I get a chance to do that. And I think I have God's covering over me. You know, I haven't been injured or been in any, you know, situation where I've been even close to being injured, you know. So, and, you know, I think I would have missed out on some viable experiences and some viable chances if I would have not taken that approach, you know, to my passion, which is firefighting.
I would assume then that after football, it's firefighting the rest of the way.
No, without question. There will be some way, shape, or form, I will be immersed in the fire service for sure. You know, it is truly a God-given passion for me. You know, when I first joined the church we're affiliated with back in Tennessee, Strong Tower Bible Church, they do an assessment on what your gifting is, and, you know, what you're passionate about, and how you incorporate God into your life and into those things. And, you know, firefighting was it. You know, I actually started a non-denominational Bible study and fellowship for my fire department, which they never had anything established like that. And I thought, you know, well, guys need a way to recharge spiritually. We see some pretty gruesome things in this line of work, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to cope with, and I'd rather lean on God than lean on alcohol or drugs or any of the other things that could come up as a way to cope. So, you know, it's been great, and it's definitely a God-given passion. I've discovered that, I've embraced that, and I run with it now. And I try to include it in everything that I do, as well as keeping God in my life first. You know, that's something that comes with it.
Well, I appreciate your talking to us here. This is quite an inspiration, and I know you're popular here at the show. You're going to be doing other shows with the National Volunteer Fire Council. I understand you'll be in Baltimore and FDIC in Indianapolis. So we'll be seeing you around these shows, and everybody will come and check you out and get their cholesterol tested and their glucose tested and their blood pressure tested, like I did today.
Yes, it's definitely a great cause, and it's something great that I'm glad to be a part of, because, you know, I read the reports and the firefighter deaths is something I hate to see. But, you know, more and more, it seems like every year there are more firefighters dying from, you know, heart-related things, you know, whether it be after a fire's over, during fire operations. You know, we're in poor health overall as a profession, it seems like, with the amount of guys we have, you know, that are having heart attacks and having heart issues. And, you know, we need to get healthy and do something about it, you know. Everybody wants to go home when the shift's over, and not just go home, but go home and be safe and live to the next shift, you know. It's happening now where guys are going home, but then they die at home. We don't want them to die at all. So the goal is to try to get the overall profession healthier, volunteer, paid, anybody involved in the fire service. We want to get guys healthier, men and women healthier, so they can answer more calls and be a better service to their communities.
Well, the National Volunteer Fire Council is doing a good job along those lines, and we appreciate that. And I appreciate, again, your talking with us today. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.